Episode 165, hospital visit went great. So, loves, I believe I told you that I had to get surgery, but if I didn't, here's the quick version. Over the last 2 years, my fibroids have grown and started protruding into my uterus. As a super health conscious person, I make it my duty to go to all necessary doctors annually, and this time I was referred to a specialist to go over my options. At the end of the day, we decided on the least invasive surgery, which was for me to get a hysteroscopy. I talked it over with my man and my family, and they were also in agreement. So, today was the day of surgery. I must say that the amount of people that checked on me was so sweet. There was my brother multiple times, my manager, my bestie, my clique of work friends, my newest homegirl, my parents who were with me every step of the way, and my man who was right there too. I definitely felt loved and supported and thanked God multiple times for giving me such dear and genuine people and also pulling me through the surgery so I can see my birthday next weekend. I wasn't really nervous. Well, maybe when I was anticipating everything I was, but once the day had come, I was going through the stages. I felt just fine. Calm and at ease, putting my trust in the doctor's hands as God would work through them. I arrived with my parents and we prayed before getting out the car. I signed in and registered, then waiting for them to call me in. I was hoping that my man would make it on time because we'd been a bit early and he was about 15 minutes away. Right when I thought he would, they called me in. So as I walked to the back, I called him to let him know. I could hear the initial disappointment in his voice, but then he asked if he'd be able to come back there with me, and the nurse answered with a definitive yes. She said once she'd finished intake, she would get him so that he could come and sit with me before I had to go in. I asked could my parents come too, and she said it could only be one person. I told her that's fine then. I called my mum and explained to her, and she understood. Ideally, I would have wanted them all there, but I hadn't seen him at all, so I definitely wanted some quality time with him. After putting the IV in my arm, the nurse went back to get him, and he walked over to me in his chill outfit. Black hat backwards, grey sweatshirt, and blue jeans. He also had more hair on his face, and I joked with him saying he looked like a homeless person. He laughed, but then said he likes the hair on his face. I said it's okay, but I rather the clean cut, which he knew. He still looked cute though, and I was super happy to see him. I immediately felt a calmness come over me when he arrived, and it felt good to know how much he cared. Most people would take things like this for granted, but he took a day off of work just to be there for me because I asked him to, and that meant the world. I think I've voiced this to you before, but the little things matter to me so much. Most people would just expect it or take a gesture like that for granted, but I've had men in the past that I was in a relationship with, and they never showed up for me. So when I have a man who always shows up and backs his words up in actions, you can bet I'm going to take notice. My man has been like that from the beginning, and those little things and what he doesn't without even thinking about it show me how much he truly cares and loves me. I guess he would say the same about how I am with him, but I just think when you're in a committed relationship, there's no other way to be. I think a lot of men don't understand that, and I'm sure a lot of women don't either. So every time something small like this happens, I feel blessed and take it for granted. The moments we spent in the hospital together were so special. He sat by me with my no makeup on my face and hospital covering my hair self. loved me. We joked, kissed, cuddled, and time just flew by. I felt so safe with him there, and he put me in an even calmer state that made me know everything was truly going to be okay. I'm not sure if he had any inkling of nervousness, but if he did, he hit it well, and that just made me even more comfortable. He met and spoke with the anesthesiologist, my doctor, and the nurse, and asked questions I missed. Then, when it was time for me to go, we kissed, started walking, and then hugged each other tightly before he left. The nurse must have been able to see our love because as he walked away, she said, "That one seems to be a keeper." And I said, "Yes, he is." Then it was surgery time. I was ushered into the room and told to lay down on the bed. I had to scoot down a bit and they put a warm heated blanket on the bottom half of me. It felt good. Then after starting the anesthesia, the nurse came with another heated blanket for the top half of me. It was crazy because there was no countdown to 10 or anything like that. She literally put that blanket over me, and then next thing I knew, I was opening up my eyes on a different bed in the recovery room. I was still a bit groggy and tried to make out the time. I had gone in around 12:15, I believe, and it was now around 1:45. I closed my eyes again for a bit longer, telling myself I deserved to rest and probably shouldn't even be up yet. Then maybe 10 minutes later, the nurse came to me and asked, was I okay? I told her I felt fine and she asked if I wanted something to drink. I opted for ginger ale. It was crazy because besides the grogginess, I felt super normal. I didn't even feel like anything was done. Then she offered me tea and cookies and I really felt as if I was in heaven. I'd asked my boyfriend to come back, but he told me that when they called for him, it seemed as if Mum wanted to come instead. So he conceded. I told him that was cool and I appreciated that. I'm sure Mum was happy too because she felt as if she was included more in the process. Everyone was happy that I was fine and I was so grateful that they were all there to take care of me. Dad had even said he protected me before I went in and cloaked my aura with the golden dome. So I knew I would be just fine. We were done reviewing all of the post-op instructions, so the nurse called and told Dad to pull around to the front. We head outside and were a little surprised when they weren't there yet. When the nurse saw them come over, she said, "You guys did a bit too much talking before you started walking, huh?" My dad laughed and answered, saying my boyfriend had to use the bathroom, so it took a bit longer. I then gave the nurse a hug and thanked her. I told Mum and Dad I'd ride with my boyfriend because he decided to come back to my parents' house and wait for me for a while. That made me so happy because initially, I know he planned to simply go back home after the surgery. We talked about it afterwards and I thanked him again and he said no problem and thanked me for not getting upset when he left my parents' house after about a half hour. I told him I would never and that I was super appreciative of the time he sacrificed for me. He told me that in the past, certain girlfriends he'd had were not so understanding, rather they wouldn't even see the sacrifice he made and simply wanted him to stay longer than he wanted to. I told him that's not fair to him because he took the time out to be there and that's what matters at the end of the day. He agreed and said that's one of the things he really loves about me. I thought that was cool because it's truly how I feel. When we got to my parents' house, we sat downstairs for a bit, then I showed him my room and we went back down into the living room and talked while we ate a box of Girl Scout cookies and I had tea. He had bought me two boxes of the Samoas and I was delighted. They're just so good. He had two cookies, Dad maybe four, Mum two, and me the rest. By the time he left, the first box was done, but I vowed to save the second box for tomorrow. My parents were surprised he had to leave so soon, but when I told them he had to go to the gym, they understood. They commented on how sweet a gesture it was for him to come, and my dad said he really liked that he was there because it showed that he really loved me. He said for him to take a day off of work shows how much he cares about his daughter and that he's a really good guy. Mum agreed and said she really liked him. It felt good once again to hear the positive feedback for them, and I was super happy about it. Maybe half an hour after hanging out with them, I went upstairs to call and check on him. He said he was happy I called because he was starting to get sleepy. We talked about general stuff at first, and then he disclosed to me the real reason why he and Dad took a bit longer to get over to me and pick us up at the hospital. I asked what happened. He said he had an accident in the bathroom. I was immediately curious and worried. In fact, I thought he was going to tell me he had an upset stomach or started throwing up or something, but it was a totally different story. He said he went to the urinal and before peeing, his headphones fell into it. He said he was stuck in a moment thinking whether he should just leave them there or retrieve them. He knew he had gotten them from me for Christmas but wasn't sure what to do. He said he made a split-second judgment call and grabbed them, then put the timer on his phone and thoroughly washed his hands for a minute, followed by washing off his headphones. I said okay. But here's the funniest part of the story, guys. He said he then went to grab the paper towels to dry the headphones and his hands, and the headphones fell into the garbage. Yo, I started cracking up, and so did he. So disheveled was he. He said he couldn't believe it, but had to start the whole washing process again. We were cracking up, man. And later when I told my parents, we cracked up too. I said it was definitely a Mr. Bean moment, and they agreed. But overall, it was cool because it could have literally happened to anyone, and I'm sure it has, but it was just hilarious that all this was happening and none of us knew because he came out as normal as ever. Gotta love him. Mum said he was probably just nervous because they called them to pick us up and he was trying to rush. Dad said he almost went in to check on him. I just couldn't stop cracking up, so it made for great car conversation for sure. Anyway, we talked a few more times throughout the day before finally saying goodnight later on. It was a packed day for both of us, but we got through it and got through it together. My surgery was a success, and I wouldn't have wanted anyone else to be by my side. He was truly the perfect boyfriend, and I continue to get closer and closer to him. So with that, I'll end here, but I'll be back next week with another episode because it's my birthday weekend, and he'll definitely be coming over to celebrate. Fun times ahead. XOXO, Bombshell out.